At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage. Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Sometimes the safest place is the most dangerous. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
This has to be a difficult thing for any children involved in this. Obviously, Diddy has several. We've seen them in the birthday party tapes. We've seen them throughout time. And they are all standing by their dad. But let's talk about that now, because there's other kids involved in this now on the side of Jay-Z and Beyonce. How do the children process information like this when accusations are being made about their parents? Not going into the validity of any of it being true or not, just somebody makes these accusations against your dad. I mean, what's the next thing? Like, how do kids handle something like that?
It's horrible for kids, absolutely horrible, because they identify, as we all do when we're kids, identify with their parents. You know, their parents have everything to do with who they are. And so there's this tremendous sense of shame around it. And you know that other kids that they associate with are going to be aware of it. There's going to be some kind of teasing that goes on, often a lot of that, social shunning. And as far as how they get through it, not well. You know, I don't think there's anything we can do other than you try to shield them from the media as much as possible. But it's a long road. And then, of course, depending on the culture and the family, sometimes the kids have already acclimated to a parent's criminal behavior. And therefore, you know, they're going to grow up and replicate it.
Yeah. Pure speculation here, but what does it say about the character of a person who does surround themselves with people like this? I mean, Jay-Z and Diddy are not the only ones. Diddy is specifically not the only one who Jay-Z has surrounded himself with over time. Looking back, R. Kelly, obviously another character who is now in prison for his crimes, but also involving young people, people who were not willing to participate in what was going on. Some were of adult age, some were not. And I mean, literally, the guy had an album with him, like I think they even had two, The Best of Both Worlds is what it was called. And then they went on tour together, which ended abruptly, apparently some sort of a scuffle or disagreement. But I mean, that's a pretty big connection. It's not just you did a... I mean, I get celebrities that end up doing duets with people. It's for the job of what you do. Like Celine Dion did a song with R. Kelly. I don't think Celine Dion is out there raping children. But you have a, you know, kind of a tight relationship there. Someone who has a horrible track record. You have another one with another character, Diddy here, and God knows if there's anybody else. But it certainly doesn't look good by any means. And these are all things in the past. Is it reasonable to think that if you know, Jay-Z was, you know, just doing his job, which was being a rapper at the time, creating music, creating entertainment and pieces, that he wouldn't have any idea that these people were up to what they were up to, especially R. Kelly? Because at the time of those albums, there was already one of his cases was already done. We'd already seen the video that had come out of him with a young woman, I think a child actually, in his basement in front of his Soul Train Award. That was public knowledge. It was shopped around in the 90s before YouTube and everything. So there was a lot of information that maybe this guy's into kids or inappropriate things.
Oh, yeah.
And you still connect up and you do all these things with him. I mean, I get people out there that make money. R. Kelly was still a superstar after that video, believe it or not, to anybody who wasn't around at that time. It took another lawsuit to take him down. But he chose. He chose to be around somebody like that. That to me is like a pretty big deal. I mean, that's a maneuver. That's a choice you made to continue a relationship with someone like that. I'm not saying he knew much or knew anything, but it's certainly questionable. I mean, any of us in our professional work, if a colleague that formerly had a good reputation and then didn't, and there was things like this, I don't think any of us would be lining up going, yeah, let's collaborate with that person. That to me is a real baffling and a damning thing against Jay-Z, even more than at this point, I would say, Diddy.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. And you hit the word with money. I think it's money, fame, power, and just an utter lack of integrity. And I think it says something about our culture that these are the people we make famous. Mm-hmm. You know, I once worked in a group practice where there was person who was a mental health clinician and he was writing hot checks around town. I left. It's like, I do not want my name on the door with somebody who lacks honesty and integrity. And it would be interesting to know if there were celebrities over time who became aware of this behavior and said, I don't want anything to do with that guy. You know, Those are the people we can respect, but certainly not the ones who must have had some awareness and chose to still affiliate with him for personal gain.
Well, R. Kelly, I mean, everybody knew what was going on there. I mean, you're making a calculated risk if you're going to collaborate with somebody, make an album with somebody, go on a tour with somebody. You're calculating that risk going, I believe that this is done and there's no more that's going to come out about this person, or that this is going to be enough money and this is going to be more beneficial to me than the negative side of that. That does not seem like it was a risk that paid off in any stretch of imagination here for Jay-Z and R. Kelly. We all know that from years ago, but again, he made that choice. Yes. Is it just money? Which it could be. It could have just been, this is a good money-making opportunity and I'm going to take it. Risks be damned. But mm-hmm. I mean, this is, you know, cause and effect. There is, mm-hmm. You know, repercussions to your choices and actions, whether or not you were actively doing anything horrible with these people or not.
Yeah, 100%. Guilt by association. And if you have integrity, you get away from people who do things like this.
Yeah. Like they want to have to explain to their daughter about, you know, these accusations and how people are out to get money and this. How about you explain why were you doing a tour with a child predator for several years of your life when she was, I don't think she was even born yet, or she was very, very young. Explain that aspect and why daddy did those things. Let's not just go immediately to the victims or the person who's claiming they're a victim is wrong. Why don't we explain our life choices a little bit and how daddy got into this position to begin with?
100%. 100%. Yep.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes, too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really gotta check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes, too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really gotta check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes, too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really gotta check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes, too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.